Hi, this is Yishai Bain. I'd like to welcome you back to Old Daf's Daf and Practice series. I remember when I was young in school, every so often there would be a gadol, there would be a great Talmud Chacham that would come to town, and he would visit the school, and there would be a large assembly, and everyone would leave their classrooms in order to give honor to the visiting Talmud Chacham. And really throughout my years in yeshiva, throughout high school, and following that in Beis Medrash, again, every so often there would be some gadol that would be visiting a town, and in a sense there was bittul Torah. We stopped learning in order to give honor to this visiting Talmud Chacham. And I saw that Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein really asks this question: is that proper? Is it appropriate for someone to be mevatel Torah, to stop learning in order to give honor to a Talmud Chacham who comes to visit? And he references a Gemara in today's daf. The Gemara in Yuma daf, Ayin Aleph Amud Beis, on top, talks about the Kohen Gadol, after he finished the Avodah on Yom Kippur, there was a great procession. And there was a lot of honor that the community would give to the Kohen Gadol. And Yitzchak Zilberstein quotes from a Medrash that gives a detail of this whole procession, of the different people who would come first in the procession, giving honor to this Talmud Chacham. And among the people coming, among the people escorting the Kohen Gadol, would be the Sanhedrin. Clearly great Talmid Chachamim. Presumably they would be Mevatel Torah. They would stop learning in order to give honor to the Kohen Gadol. And continues to be Yitzchak Zilberstein. If you look in our Gemara, we see that everyone would pivoted their honor that they were giving to Talmud Chacham to Shemaya and Naftali and the great Gedoli Hadar. So we see that just like you're supposed to be Mevatel Torah in order to give honor to the Kohen Gadol, so too you should be Mevatel Torah, you should stop learning in order to give the great honor to Shemaya and Naftali and to Gedolim. The only question that I have is really the application of this idea. To what extent does that mean you should constantly be running all over the place, never learn anything in order to constantly give honor to Talmud Chachamim? Why is it only if they're visiting? Only when a Talmud Chacham visits, that's when you're supposed to give them honor? And that's really a question over here. The Kohen Gadol, they gave him honor, specifically on Yom Kippur. What are the parameters of this idea? I'm really not sure. But I guess there is an underlying theme about the importance of giving honor to Talmud Chacham, which we should all take to heart and make sure to implement.